The Chichagof Dream is a new addition to the fleet of Alaskan Dream Cruises, an arm of the Sitka-based Allen Marine. Freshly remodeled, the 207-foot boat anchored just off of Petersburg South Harbor and shuttled tourists to land and back again. During one round of lightering, the crew took me on board. All right, so can you show me around?
Okay.
That's Eric Majeski. He's the general manager of Allen Marine Tours, and aboard the Chichagof, he gave me a look around. We went straight for the salt room. It looks sort of like a sauna with walls of pink Himalayan salt. So what are you doing here?
Just a place to come and relax.
All right.
Soak in. It's been about 30 minutes in here, and it's supposed to soothe you and give you good feelings.
The boat was built in 1984, and Majeski says it had other names before it became the Chichagof Dream.
So this was previously the Spirit of Glacier Bay, which went aground in 2008, and the Allens bought it. After, of course, it was a Cruise West boat. They are no longer a business, and we got the boat and now made it into this amazing vessel you see before you.
He says Allen Marine acquired the ship in 2012, and they've been working on renovations right up until this week's cruise.
We did some major renovations down in Seattle before we brought it up in 2014, and then we've been working on it pretty much straight through since December 2014 until Sunday.
Now it's out on a week-long trip around Southeast. Inside, Majeski takes me upstairs to a room where passengers can hang out and have a drink.
We're heading up to the lounge deck. The lounge. So we have bar service, we have several beers on tap, as well as drinks for the guests. Open bow area for viewing.
Can they go out there on the
Yeah, they can
deck?
Go up to the chain on either side here. So.
Is this something that's new with the renovation?
This was accessible before, but we've changed it quite a bit.
One big renovation is an open-air deck on the rear of the boat.
This is the promenade deck. This is our newly built back deck. It was previously all cabins back here. We had to renovate by cutting all the cabins off, as well as there's another deck above this, so we cut all the cabins off as well. So
does it fit less people now?
It fit less people than it did previously.
The vessel holds 74 passengers. Majeski says a number of the changes were made to meet Coast Guard inspection.
Even the salt room?
The salt room is just the thing the owners wanted. So.
Yeah.
And it's been very well taken by our guests so far. They really enjoyed it.
So some of the renovations were just extra perks. It's almost cookie time, and the onboard baker is cooking away.
This is the amazing galley of the Chichagof Dream. So it's a lot bigger than all of our other vessels, so walk-in freezer, walk-in refrigerator.
Majeski says despite being the first trip out, there have been no major technical problems.
Got a couple of little quirks, just mostly like doorknobs and little things from shipyard work. Been actually very good so far.
No major.
Yeah, nothing major.
Definitely on the first trip out.
Yeah, we're really happy. I mean, but it took a lot of work from the shipyard staff and Sitka to make it as good as it is today.
This is the bridge deck, so
this is the captain's quarters, mate's quarters. We have an emergency generator up here, and it's just another viewing deck as well. This is our wheelhouse, and not much has been changed up here except for the interior parts. New chair for the captain.
Inside the wheelhouse, we find Captain Stu Vincent. He says he's very pleased with how things are going.
You know, initially startups are always wrought with problems of one thing or another, but we've been actually very pleased with how things have been running.
After Petersburg, Majeski says the ship heads to Cake and makes a few more stops before docking in Juneau to end its maiden voyage and pick up a new group of passengers. As for me, I return to shore. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.